The World Bank approved a $34 million International Development Association grant to support a five-year public financial management and institutional strengthening project. In our press release, the World Bank says the project specifically aims to improve the preparation of the national budget and associated implementation process and governance reforms as outlined in Chapter 5 of the 2018 Revitalized Agreement on the Resolution of the Conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, RACRIS, and its commitment under the International Monitoring Fund Staff Monitored Program. The South Sudan cabinet this week approved plans to implement a new electronic payroll system in connection with the World Bank project. Information Minister Michael Makwe says the new system will help the public service ministry control the chronic problem of ghost workers on government payrolls.
This is a computerized system whereby people are paid through computer systems. And the names are computerized, so it will be difficult after this. This is another way of fighting this duplication of names and payment. There are so many people who could be working in different places and getting paid at the same time from all over. So this payroll system is a new system that will control all this.
Garang Tong Aken, South Sudan's Deputy Minister for Cabinet Affairs, says the government provides $100 a year to maintain the current system.
The government cluster has advised the Minister of Public Services to go and make a breakdown of 34 million to see what are the requirements for the electronic system.
Joseph Bakasoro, Minister for Public Service and Human Resource Development, says for years, ghost workers on the government payroll has been a big problem in South Sudan.
We have a lot of employees who are not registered, who are not known, who are ghost names, and who are not even employees, but they are in the payroll. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to biometric every individual to make sure that the government of South Sudan pays the right people who are employed.
Bakasoro says all employees will be screened and government employees will be verified before their information is entered into the new system.
We don't know, but we assume there are a lot of ghost workers existing in the payroll. After installing the system and it is working in South Sudan, we may retrieve a lot of money which has been going to people who are not employed, to ghost workers, to people who are already dead, the deceased, whose names are still in the payroll.
Economics Abraham Mamer, who is an advisor to the government's economic cluster, is optimistic the biometric system will cut down on the amount of money spent on salaries.
For a number of years, our payroll has suffered a lot of issues. First of all, the payroll is never accurate. Mm-hmm. It was never accurate. It's always full of fake names, ghost names, they are known. And also, so this system, I believe, will fix this fictitious name, the fake name, the ghost name, the unqualified people, they even... Some people put the names of their children. They have never been to school. They never been employed. So we are going to phase this out because we are going to have the real person.
A South Sudan teacher who wishes to remain anonymous for safety reasons says he believes an electronic payroll system will expedite salary payments, but doubts the system will result in a bigger paycheck for him or other salarized workers.
I don't have problem with that electronic system of payment. It is good. I don't care. But what I care is the problem between electronic and the salary we get. The salary is little.
It's not clear when the biometric payroll will be rolled out. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.